The loss of faith in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is widespread. This belief that the Holy Eucharist is truly and really the presence of Christ is the center of our Catholic faith, because the Eucharist is the center of our faith. We know from Scripture that our Lord said, "It is an evil generation that seeks a sign." We are people of faith. We do not seek a sign to confirm our faith. Yet the signs of the Eucharistic miracles, which have happened during our church history, do strengthen our faith again in the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. One of the most recent Eucharistic miracles recognized by the Church occurred in 1996 in Buenos Aires, Argentina. You should know about it. And if you do, it's a story that never gets old. Father Alejandro Pezé offered the 7 p.m. Mass on August 18, 1996, in downtown Buenos Aires. After finishing Mass, a woman came to tell him that she found a discarded host on a candle holder in the back of the church. So she took the priest to the candle holder, and there someone had stuck a host right on the spike of that candle holder. So Father Alejandro took the host, put it in a container of water to dissolve it, put it in the tabernacle, and then it would be poured down this aquarium to go into the earth. This is what I would do if I found a defiled host. It's what we do. Dissolve it and discard it on the earth. 8 days later, when he came back to the tabernacle, he saw that the host had a red substance on it. So he informed his archbishop of this whole scenario. His archbishop, Cardinal Bergoglio, said, "Photograph everything and don't say anything to anyone." So the priest did that. And as time went on, the red, apparent bloodied fragment grew in size on the host and seemed to be taking on qualities of skin or flesh. For several years, this host was in the tabernacle. The whole affair, by order of the archbishop, kept a secret. Since the host would not decompose, Cardinal Bergoglio decided to have it scientifically analyzed. Let's find out what this is. So a sample of this was sent to New York, here in America, for analysis. The cardinal did not go. He sent his representative with a journalist and a lawyer. Apparently, that's a good trio. The journalist, by the way, finally converted to Catholicism after this whole event. So they took this sample to New York. and they presented it to a team of scientists, but they did not inform the scientists where it's from or what has happened. One of the scientists was named Dr. Frederick Zugiba. He is a well-known cardiologist and forensic pathologist. And he and his team determined that the analyzed substance brought to them was real flesh and blood, and it contained human DNA. They went on to say that the analyzed material is specifically a fragment of the heart muscle that's found in the wall of the left ventricle adjacent to the valves. It's from the heart muscle that's responsible for the contraction of the heart. They reported that the heart muscle they analyzed is in an inflamed condition, and it contained a large number of white blood cells. This indicated to the team of scientists that the heart was alive at the time the sample was taken. They wrote, "It is our contention that the heart was alive, since white blood cells will die outside a living organism." And they went on to say that these white blood cells had actually penetrated the tissue, which further indicated that the heart had been under stress, as if its owner had been beaten. So the priest, the journalist, and the lawyer asked the scientific team, how long would white blood cells remain if they came from a piece of human tissue stored in water? And the scientists reported that they would have ceased to exist in a matter of minutes. And then they told the scientists that this sample had actually been kept in water for several years, to which they had no scientific explanation. And then, of course, the scientists want a question answered, and it's the question, how did you find living heart muscle? And then they told them that it actually came from a consecrated host, white unleavened bread, that had mysteriously turned into what they had brought to them. The scientists were amazed, and Dr. Zugiba replied, how and why a consecrated host would change its character and become living human flesh will remain an inexplicable mystery to science, a mystery totally beyond her competency. So this is the Eucharistic miracle in Buenos Aires. It's an extraordinary sign confirmed by science. God gives us these miracles to remind us that our Lord is who he said he is, and he did what scriptures say he did. God gives us these Eucharistic miracles to remind us that what our Lord said is true. This is my body, this is my blood. These miracles remind us that his presence in the Eucharist is real, not symbolic. We are given these miracles to deepen our faith and to call us to continued conversion. By the way, that Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Cardinal Bergoglio, now lives in Rome, and you know him better as Pope Francis. We come here every Sunday because the church says to us that we have an obligation to be here. The church puts an obligation on anything of utmost importance for our salvation. And so we often call this, what we're doing right now, our Sunday obligation. This solemnity of Corpus Christi and this reminder of the Eucharistic miracles attested to by science are an opportunity to remind us that perhaps we shouldn't call what we do here our Sunday obligation. We should, in fact, call it our Sunday privilege. Amen.